W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Andy Field. Idalia losing steam as it moves over Georgia and the Carolinas, but the storm is still packing winds of up to 85 miles an hour. Mayor Brenda Bethune says South Carolina's Myrtle Beach should get ready.
The main thing for us is to encourage people to stay off of the beaches and out of the water. We still have a lot of tourists in the area, and for them, this is a sightseeing event, and that's not what this is.
Storm damage assessment still underway in Florida, where Idalia hit as a Category 3 hurricane.
We have over 1,000 personnel currently deployed, prepared to support not just Florida, but all of our states that are in the path as needed.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. White House says Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin have exchanged letters as Russia tries to purchase more munitions from North Korea to use in its war in Ukraine. One of the reporters at a Kansas newspaper raided by authorities earlier this month has filed a federal lawsuit against the police chief that ordered that search. This is ABC News. The Biden administration approving a military transfer to Taiwan, the $80 million package approved under a program usually reserved for sovereign or independent states. More proof of rising COVID-19 cases.
The CDC no longer tracks daily COVID cases, so wastewater samples collected are the best indicator of COVID activity. In the San Francisco Bay Area, COVID's presence in wastewater is going up noticeably, which is in line with what doctors at hospitals say they're seeing. Dr. Marlene Wolf is a project director of the Wastewater Scan Project. She says numbers were super low over the summer, and now that's changing.
And now we have gone up into kind of what we would consider the middle level tier.
With a full booster shot probably not available for weeks, it's expected numbers will keep rising. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Drivers west of Toronto urged to keep their car windows closed after a truck carrying 5 million bees spilled its crates on the road. Andy Field, ABC News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good Monday morning to you. Beautiful Monday out there. It's going to be a great day. 80 degrees today. Great weekend. I think yesterday was the greatest day of the year. I thought yesterday's temperature was the best day of the entire year.
That's why we live here.
Beautiful weekend. Weird with the Packer game, though, starting out where it's like the rain was coming in from the bay type, and then it turned out nice. It's like that was kind of a weird start to that game.
It sure ended well, both weather-wise and score-wise. Yeah, that was a fun game.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I like that third-string quarterback that came in, too. Yeah. I like the way he throws the football.
That guy didn't look so good.
Cliff? Yeah, a little off.
But they look good. They feel very good going into this Bears game. That's a huge game. You know, there's a lot of games. There's 17 of them. But, yeah, I think people
The last 2 years have been terrible, their first games.
I know.
I mean, that Saints game a couple of years ago, then the Vikings game last year. So, I mean, they got to get off to a better start.
They do.
In that way.
And I think they will. I don't know. I feel good about them. But, yeah, it was great. I mean, the weather was good, and people had a lot of fun. Tailgating was a little iffy, but I don't know. Fans don't care about that. It was a warm rain.
It turned out nice.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had a beautiful game Friday night for our high school football game, which was another thriller, 17-14. Kid kicks a field goal for Kimberly with about 30 seconds left to go.
Oh, wow.
Against Bayport. That turned out great. A phenomenal night on Saturday night with my cousin, little Jack.
Oh, yeah.
13-year-old cousin. Yep. He played with the glam band at the Manitowoc County Fair, and he just killed it. I mean, it's on their Facebook and everything. It was just weird seeing this little kid get up there dressed just like the guys in the glam band and just rock it out with the drums. It was really something.
That's nice. They allow him to do that.
It was great.
It's amazing that could be not life changing, but that's impactful.
Absolutely.
Impactful.
And you know, everybody's got something they're good at. Everybody's got something. And he's just a natural drummer. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
For his age. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's prodigies or there's whatever. And, you know, it's like we were talking the time with, I forget who we had on, Bill Schrader, talking about speed. It's like, well, you can tweak it, but you got to have that certain something,
right.
Something.
Right.
And same thing with somebody like him, I think. You know, you either have that versus, you know, somebody that who doesn't have that gene, that chromosome, whatever you want to call it, that trait, and then you take that trait and you run with it.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool because there's... as we talked about with music, you know, good drummer and a good bass player makes the band. So if he wants to do that, there'll be a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, I think
I
so too.
I think it's going to be, and he's into it. You met him. And I just want to thank the glam band. And they were last night, they were at Black Sheep, right? Last night or the night before.
Where were they?
Black Sheep, you know, on the east side.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're great. I mean,
what's Black Sheep?
Oh, that's
a
great
bar?
Oh, yeah. It's a great place.
In Green Bay?
Yeah, yeah. The UWGB basketball games, right? It's right out there.
Oh, okay.
And they always give a free drink after if you show your tickets.
I don't know this part.
We go out there before.
Did it used to be something else?
So there's Victoria's was
right
there.
Right. Oh, right yeah, next door. Yeah. Oh, right yeah. Actually, my favorite restaurant is in Green Bay.
Sheep? That's nice.
No. Used to be the Settlement. The Settlement. Remember that you ever get the Settlement? It would be like the Settlement would be just like another 200 yards down, I think. Then
isn't that still open?
I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, I thought it was closed. I thought the Settlement was closed. They
have great specials.
They have cheeseburger soup. And I have never had cheeseburger soup before. And it's delicious. And you never know when it was going to be on. It was one of those things. You like stop in. Do you have the cheeseburger soup today? No. You have the cheeseburger soup today?
No.
You have the cheeseburger soup today? Yes. Oh!
Pull up a stool.
Exactly. And get like so excited. Is it still open or not? I didn't mean to prematurely close it if it's not.
I do think they're they were a potential advertiser because.
Isn't that
owned by?
I don't know the owners. Anybody out there know? What's our text number? They got to do the app thing, right? Can you tell us how to do that, Jason?
Yeah, you just download the Civic Media app and then choose WGBW as your station, and you can text the station once you do that.
Nice.
No, that place is great. They have great perch fries. They got great fish.
Their Friday night fish fries are amazing.
But they have
huge portions.
Reuben sandwiches, too. That is owned by Ken, who owns Riverside Ballroom.
Okay. Is it still open? That's the question.
Well, 920 it opens at 11.
No, just in general. 920-264-0606. Just give us a yes or no. Is it still open? We need to know.
Well, then I'm going to win because I just told you it opens at 11.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was closed?
Don't know.
It's open, Jason?
Absolutely.
It's still open?
Yeah.
Why did I think that close? Okay. I apologize. The folks at the Settlement?
Their menu's online. They've got great food, great service. Yes, that's they built those condos out there. That's a good development on the east side. So, yes, Settlement is alive and well.
Okay. So, you know what? Okay, so I don't mean to whine about food. About getting, okay. Tell me what you would think about this. Okay, so I was at a place the other night. Okay. Wasn't one at a regular restaurant. So I get a double cheeseburger. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
Oof.
Yeah. And I said, hey, this is kind of cold. You mind, you know? And it's been sitting there for a long time. Okay. So I said, could you just even put it in the microwave just to, you know? And they came back. He said, no, we made you a new one. Well, that's really nice. I said, thank you so very much. Okay. So I open it up and I bite into it. It's like, well, it's still kind of. So what they had done, and tell me, because you do a lot of cooking, you do a lot of grilling, mm-hmm. Okay? So they grilled the burger, then they took a piece of cheese and put it on top and put the bun on. So the cheese was cold. It wasn't melt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They cooked a hamburger and then took a cold piece of cheese, put it on top of the burger, and then put the bun on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a 1 minute thing, because the cheese doesn't have to be on very long.
No.
Like a minute tops, right?
Anything, just to soften it up and melt it in there.
Wow.
Wouldn't you be kind of,
Yeah.
There's a big difference between melted cheese on a burger and cold cheese on a burger.
Wow.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, that's so easy to fix. I thought you were going to tell me something more about the burger was frozen inside or something.
No,
you know,
but it's just.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked that.
No.
What's the end of the story? Did you say, look, I'd like. Did you do anything? Did you say,
no, I just ate it. I sent it back the first time. So it was like legitimately, there was like no warmth. You touch the burger, you know what I mean? Touch the meat and it's like, there's no warmth coming from it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I told him just nuke it. Just put it in the microwave. I'll just
nah, that's not.
I didn't want to be that guy. I'm sending this back. Just, could you just warm this up? You know, and then they put the cold piece of cheese on the hot. And it's like, yeah, and it takes a lot of it out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, and you don't want to give him a shout out? Okay, that's fine. But chefs would know that. And
yeah.
No, that wouldn't happen at the Settlement Inn. I'll tell you that.
So I know that if it was open.
It is. It opens. Well, okay. Actually, it's not open today. It opens at 11 tomorrow. But they have good Reubens. And I think it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday or Thursday. But they have very good Reubens there.
So I'm hot and cold on Reubens.
Oh, my God. Not me.
Well, then you got to be all in on sauerkraut to like a Reuben.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not all in on sauerkraut. I like some sauerkraut. I don't like other sauerkraut. There's different types of sauerkraut, depending how sour it is. I don't like it. You're German, so you probably like it super sour.
Well, no, yeah, I do. I do. But sauerkraut, you're right. It ranges a little bit. But sauerkraut is kind of sauerkraut.
But you can have it. I've had it sweeter. With
you
like
can have it sweeter.
Is it caramel seeds in there? Caramel seeds?
Caraway.
Caraway.
Those I could do without.
But I mean, some when they're in there, it's usually sweeter if it's got those things in it.
No. Just
it's
the opposite.
Not? Oh, really?
Just the
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that makes it sourer?
But I don't know if sour is the right word. Bitter?
Jitter, is there such a word as sourer? I don't think so.
I don't think
so. I don't think so. Nope. Nope. More
anyway,
sour.
Morning. Somebody walking by, waving, wanted to say hello to her. Well, he's not really listening. Well, he had his earbuds in, so maybe he was listening. I hope he was listening.
How do earbuds work? I don't know how earbuds work. Do you?
Yes.
What do you mean you don't know how?
What are like the ear like earbuds? Okay, the little things, right? But they're not connected to anything, right? What? Are you laughing, Jason?
How magic is that?
I know. Are they connected to anything? How do they work? I don't get earbuds.
They talk to your device.
Right.
It's through Bluetooth.
Okay.
So you don't have the wires hanging.
So through
down.
Your phone? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever device you have.
But like, can you listen to the radio on earbuds?
With your app?
Okay.
On your phone.
Okay.
Through the Bluetooth.
Okay.
Into your earbuds.
That's how it works.
Movies.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm the one person that doesn't know how earbuds work. But that does sound kind of magical. You know? With no cord.
You
what?
Can, there's a phone that you can get that you can walk around without a cord.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Okay, well, I didn't know where you were. I'm trying to get you in the progression of technology. I didn't know where you left off.
All right.
Oh, that was great.
Okay. That's fine.
Anyway, hey, we still... So John was talking about a not-so-good restaurant that because the cheese was cold, and I probably would have done the same thing.
Is that a wine? Did I whine about
that? No, not really. It's like, come on. And it was probably $8.
Got this. Has the mayor ever tried Matunky?
What is it?
That's baked sauerkraut. We have that at Kiwani. When we do the football games at Kiwani, they always have it up in the press box. It's baked. Oh, it's like... Pressed
you
and
mentioned
baked
that one
sauerkraut.
Time, and I said this.
I really
if
like
we
it.
Go back to the, yeah, that sounds great.
That's a Kiwani area thing.
So if somebody wants to text us, I will give you, or John and I will give you, a $25 gift card to the depot. And we talk about, somebody's saying hello.
Hello.
We got a lot of Walker buys today.
I know, a lot of Walker buyers. And are they all using earbuds?
I think they are because she was like giving us the thumbs up. And that Friday, everybody's got to walk by because Friday.
No, everybody's got to stop by.
You're right. You got to stop by. We'll talk about that. But hey, if you got a restaurant that you want to give a shout out to, any restaurant that you went to this weekend or last week.
What did you do this weekend? Let us know.
The Depot. Just text us. You get a $25 gift card to the Depot, which is, of course, the train depot.
I will admit I had a phenomenal pizza from my favorite place in your hometown yesterday.
Where'd you go?
Port Sandy Bay.
Oh, that's the best. Oh, that is
such a good place.
Gallagher's, there's a lot of, you know, I just.
But on the lakeshore wise, that's.
We ate a glass nickel. That
does get much better.
Nope. Ports, and they've been around to.
Love that place. We're going to send a real quick break. We got a big show. Lots of stuff taking place today, Monday, the Mariner, Monday morning. Just getting started. Back after this.
Get those steaks up higher. There's a.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearts cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice whole grain white? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearts Breads, baking our best for you.
kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 74 today under clear skies, south winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 54. High temperatures reach up to 81 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Once again, high of 74 today. Lows level off around 54 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Monday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Also coming your way through Oshkosh on WISS. Talk a little bit about weather, about the most beautiful summer we've ever had in some ways. And we've talked to different weather people, but Civic Media has its own weather guru. Jim?
A beautiful weather guru. Brittany.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Is the guy still allowed to say something like that without being these days?
I've known Brittany. Sure. Is it okay, Brittany? I mean, we've known each other for a little while. All right.
You're not going to be like the president of the Soccer Federation of Spain, are you?
No. I shook her hand last time I saw her.
Did you hear about that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're resigning. He's resigning. His people are resigning.
That was a little.
He kissed that girl on the lips.
That was a little creepy.
That was creepy.
That was Brittany, right? We shook hands. I saw you in Madison. Do you know, Brittany, we have been on the air over 3 months, John and I. I mean, talk about the over-under. I know, right? The 26th was our first show in June. We had the mayor on, which was great, and Tom Zelaski, but we haven't had you on yet. And we talked about this when I saw you in Madison. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little hurt that you waited so long to give me a call.
I feel bad about that intro, yes, but I did say beautiful weather, beautiful meteorologist. You know, you do the weather for Civic Media, but you do a lot of other things too. I mean, you in Duluth do cooking and golden sneakers and we have this guy in Green Bay. Do you know Jordan Lamers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he does more than the weather. I mean, he's out in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, people love him. He's probably going to run for office someday. but you too, you're in the same vein, right? You're a meteorologist. I mean, you know what you're doing when it comes to weather. I'm going to talk about the weather, and Johnny and I talk about it all the time, what a beautiful summer we've had. But
by the way, we got our first text. Mackinac's was wonderful Friday night.
Oh, Mackinac's.
Big fan of Mackinac's from the start.
Brittany, we're giving a $25 gift card away to the Depot, right? That's and because it's people who have just give us a shout out. The Depot, you've been here, right? I know you've been here because you lived here. But so it's called Gastropub now.
So they kinda,
it's still the Depot, but Gastropub is what they're kind of branding themselves as. So someone just gave a nice shout out to Mackinac's. Which, of course, is on the east side, close to the Settlement Inn that John thought wasn't still in business. Not close to the Settlement Inn, but on the east side of Green Bay. And that's a great place. Mackinac's.
Are you sure the Settlement is still open?
Brittany, when did you leave Green Bay?
It was, not that long ago. It was in February.
Right. So the Settlement Inn, you know where Victoria's was? You didn't take a... Did you go to the Settlement Inn? The Settlement Inn bar, it's like to the left. Well, if you're heading east, it would be to the left, which would be north.
No, it'd be on the right.
If you're heading east, okay, it would be on the right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it would be on the right, but anyway.
If you're heading, okay, if you're heading with east. The lake or the bay on your left-hand side.
You're heading east. You're heading east. Brittany, you know directions.
But then the settlement would be on your right-hand side. Yeah, because you get the lake on the left-hand side.
If you're heading...
Okay.
Okay. Let's say you're taking 54, 57.
Okay.
And you're going east.
And you get the bay on your left-hand side.
Right. And you exit Huron.
Yep.
Which way would you go?
I think you go right.
You would, which is if you're driving east, that would be your left because it's a clover leaf. I don't want to get too complicated this time in the morning, but if you're driving east on 5457, the Settlement Inn is on your left.
I'm going to Google Maps this right now.
Do that. We'll talk more about your extensive background besides meteorologists. Tell me what else you're doing. Civic Media, how do you like working for these guys?
Oh, they're awesome.
They are.
So much fun. You know, I get to do the weather forecast statewide every single day. And then I do a lot of the news out of Wausau, Wisconsin now.
Right.
But yeah, I do a little bit of everything, kind of like you're saying. I mean, us meteorologists, they have us running around to all these little events, forecasting for fairs, just getting into the community any way we can. Like I mentioned to you before, I used to do cooking shows every week. Pretty widespread known for active adventures. So I'll go out and try to ski or do something crazy that people normally don't do, see how it goes. Everybody can laugh at me when I fall down, all that fun stuff. So,
Brittany, on Friday, you've done some stuff with Silver Sneakers.
Yeah.
And Friday, I joined that.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
What is Silver Sneakers?
Yeah. Brittany, that's those of us who are close to 65. Or are 65. What did you do with that group?
I think you said golden sneakers
before.
No,
it's silver. Oh. Right, Brittany?
Yeah, I think it is. Isn't it the, kind of like the equivalent of, is it the ladies in the red hat or something like that too?
Well, isn't this more exercise? I've seen, I was doing some You've research seen my stuff, on you yeah. last night, and you were working with silver sneakers people with exercise things. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I will say this about you, meteorologist Brittany, and that's why people like Sage, who own media companies, you guys do have nice personalities, you know?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, just in general, right? I think most of you guys are. In my experience with weather people, I like Cameron over at your old place, right?
Oh, Cameron, yes, absolutely.
He's a good guy. So, all right, you're doing news, you're doing carnivals. Or not carnivals. Sorry about that. County fairs.
I haven't been to a carnival in a few years.
I've been working the ride.
So tell
you're a carny.
Right. No, yeah, beautiful one though. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
you are. Got a great. That carny's got the nicest personality, and she's got
She's got all her teeth.
She's got all her teeth.
That's look at that.
Yes. Oh my God.
She's speaking.
No tattoos on her neck.
She speaks in full sentences.
Which carny are you talking about? The one that doesn't have a tattoo on her neck.
The one that's not smoking.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, funny.
So tell us, has this been the best summer ever, or is it just because Johnny and I talk about it every day?
I guess it depends on what you want the best to be. Like, see, I did not enjoy last Wednesday with all that heat and humidity. I'm more of a cold weather girl, so
all right.
I'm like, whew, I'm dying with this heat. How did you guys do?
Well, that
it?
Was pretty crazy, though. That was pretty nuts that day.
Brittany, we got to go to a break. Stick around. I want to talk to you about the weather. I want to touch on climate change.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just I want to get a little bit into the X's and O's, but we're glad you're on board. Brittany, it's Marlowe.
Yep.
Okay. Brittany Marlowe, meteorologist, Civic Media. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Tragedy in Johannesburg, South Africa. At least 73 dead and counting in a building fire. Five-story apartment building reportedly abandoned but had people living there. Idalia, now a tropical storm heading into the Atlantic off Wilmington, North Carolina. Moved fast yesterday and overnight from Florida's Big Bend region between Tampa and Tallahassee across Georgia, then the Carolinas, areas of Florida hard hit.
125-mile-per-hour wind slamming the city of Perry. The powerful gusts slicing through trees and stop signs. Throughout the city, roofs caving in or ripped off entirely. On Cedar Key, record-breaking storm surge slamming into buildings and carrying away massive amounts of debris.
ABC's M. Nguyen. One death in Georgia, tree falling on a man, killing him. This is ABC News.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year, non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920-ROOFING or go to 920roofing.com.
People you know, call 920-ROOFING.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
There's the weather.
I'm always trying to figure out exactly Jason's mindset. Obviously, Purple Rain, right, Jason?
Well, the first song was Rain is a Good Thing.
Right, and then it was Thunder Rolls.
And now it's Purple Rain.
By Garth Brooks. By the way, that Garth Brooks CD that was on is one of the all-time great country CDs, isn't
amazing.
It?
Amazing.
It was amazing. Almost every song became a hit.
It's facts.
That'd be about 92?
Around there.
Yeah. Purple Rain, 85-ish? I mean, you're a Prince guy.
I am. I you know what?
You're born on the exact same day.
I have the best of. Same day. Did you know that, Brittany?
Same year, too.
We are joined by Brittany Merlot, who is the chief meteorologist for Civic Media.
And you know what's ironic? Merlot is my favorite wine.
Yes.
I bet you hear that a lot. And my favorite meteorologist.
But yes. It is. That's my favorite wine. That's all I drink is Merlot.
Yeah, my wife likes that.
Oh, good for you. I know, right? It's
thank you.
So, Brittany, I want to talk about the weather, because that's your forte, but you know a lot of other things. But before we move to that, we got a text in. Silver sneakers. We were talking about that because you, when you were in Duluth more than, I think you still do that in Wisconsin, but it said that silver sneakers is a fitness with a chair for seniors. Right?
That's right. That rings a bell. It's been a minute since I did that, but yeah, that's right. It was very like slower movements, stability,
okay,
workouts.
I'm not joining that. I'm not joining that. You just saw me. Do you think I need to be in silver sneakers, Brittany? I mean, come on. I got to lose a little weight.
No, not yet.
No.
Not yet.
No, I'm still, I'm back on, John signed us up for this walk for the
breast cancer.
For the bras.
October 14th. Oh,
nice. Remember the bras over the bay?
Oh, yeah.
That really getting traction. There's a fundraiser coming up. People actually make bras out of different things. And then they get voted on and there's a fundraiser. Plus they do this walk in October. So no, I'm not doing the chair thing. Okay, Brittany.
You know what, to be honest with you though, the chair thing was a good workout. I actually got my heart rate up too. The chair is there if you just pass out.
Really?
What, to 100?
Basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, you've done that. I want to say, Brittany, I really think the weather in Green Bay has been awesome this year. I mean, we had a successful art festival this weekend, and you know, the city band concerts are every Wednesday night. We only had one with rain, and the rain came at like 10 to 8, so they just called it early. But other than that, tell me about this whole global warming. I mean, you're a guru. Is that happening?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I 100% believe in a scientist. They're sitting here watching the temperatures, the records, the rain rates every single day. That's all we do. And you can notice these little changes and stuff. For example, like a couple of years ago, Wisconsin had heavy, heavy rain, a ton of it. I mean, a bunch of roads were being washed out, especially up north. And that's all products of the climate change. So what's happening is we're just getting warmer temperatures, right? You said it's been beautiful. It was scorching hot last Wednesday. We've had about 4 or 5 days now in the Green Bay area that hit 90s so far.
Right.
That's kind of rare. We've broken multiple records. I mean, Wednesday, back July 4th, I think you broke a record in Green Bay as well. I mean, in the past 2 years I was down there forecasting, it was just record after record. I mean, I can remember in November where we were hitting into the 80s and 90s. I want to say it was 2 years ago.
Okay, Brittany, you have to settle a bet for us.
What?
When meteorologists take a temperature, okay, is it in the sun or in the shade?
It's in the shade. It's in a box.
What?
Thank you.
5 feet up off the ground.
Yep. Thank you.
But Brittany, let me just, isn't that a little misleading? Because when you're outside, your chances are you're going to be in the sun. And when they do those football, you know, the temperature, the thermometer, it's always on the field.
But that's not the official meteorological temperature.
Nope.
Well, then when you measure rain, do you measure it in a sponge?
That's funny. No, we don't.
Well,
one right there. I'll give you that one.
No, pretty. I didn't know that. I've lost a couple bets to John. I've won more than I've lost, but
what have you won? Name one that you've won.
I did that. He was right about the mosquito thing. Like,
the deadliest creature on earth.
But okay, Brittany. So I kind of thought it might be, but there are so many varieties of mosquitoes. And this is, there's one mosquito that actually causes, it's like 700,000. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
every 30 seconds.
Oh,
but
my God.
So don't you think he cheated a little bit? Because he said the mosquito. Well, that's like saying, if I say who kills people with gun, the human race. I mean, that was so broad. It was so broad.
True.
So don't you think, you know what I mean? Had he named that specific, what is it? What is that mosquito? It starts with an H, I think. But I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to pay up. What do we bet anyway? Was it
$100?
Was it $100?
Yeah.
Oh,
$100.
Okay, but wow. Okay, but anyway,
Brittany. Half, 50, so,
and we had a $100 bet on whether or not meteorologists take the temperature in the shade or the sun.
I gotta play
that's
the tape.
$200.
That's
Jason. Are you with me on this?
I do remember the bet. I don't remember the amount.
Right,
I'm sorry.
John, it was $100.
Throws out that late after he wins. That's $100, right, man? It's $100. So
we can go back and listen,
Brittany. So Brittany, tell me. I want to talk a little bit more about this. you were a meteorologist who got involved in the community, and you also, what was it called? You gave like educational wisdom to...
Oh, Breaking It Down with Brittany.
Breaking It Down with Brittany. Yes, Breaking It Down with Brittany. I like that. That was always interesting. Tell me, tell our listeners, what we can do about this global warming. If, you know, it's like recycling, right? I mean, I just think that was a small step, but a great step, you know? And then remember in Green Bay, we had those little blue containers, and then we went to the large containers, and it's every other week, and now there's talk of going to every week. People are into recycling. They know it's the right thing to do. I think that's, like, it's taken forever. But
Manitowoc, it's every week.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that is what we need to do. I actually, quite honestly, I could go with garbage every other week and recycling every week. But anyway, tell me what we can do. What are you breaking it down with Brittany advice on the whole weather global warming thing?
Oh, that one's a little tough. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, political stuff, bigger scale that we really need to change.
Yeah. So
the everyday person, I mean, if you can invest in solar panels, if you can get an electric car, things like that help. Yeah. Slowly, but it's unfortunately on a much bigger scale there.
It needs to change. It is. And well, I think, you know, these, you know, well, I know politics, you know, everybody knows politics. It takes a long, long time to make change. It's just not that long, but, you know, 10 years is, it can take that long to implement some decent policy changes. It just doesn't happen in a year. So, so you travel
we've
the state.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we've got a lot of climate scientists across the world that are getting together and just trying to discuss and like forecast what's going to be happening with like major industry changes and regions moving and things like that. And they're like, hey, it's coming down the pipes. Get ready for it.
Good.
So we might be seeing some changes pretty soon, hopefully.
All right. Hey, you cover this whole state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, like there's 72 counties and we were talking, I don't know, a few shows ago, but we have a beautiful state here. Wouldn't you agree? The western part?
Oh, yeah. The best.
It is, right?
Where are you from, Brittany?
Absolutely.
Duluth.
I am from, I hate saying this in this state, but a suburb of Chicago.
Oh. Which one?
Downers Grove.
Oh, sure. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Super cool down there, but I'm just not a city girl. Like, I don't like that whole hustle and bustle craziness, so that's why I went up to Wisconsin in the woods. Put me in the North Woods. I'm happy.
Nice.
And that's where you are, right? Well, you're in Wausau, which is
kind of
a good mix there. I mean, 10 minutes, you're in the North Woods. You know, it's a great city, but you can be out in the sticks pretty quick.
Rib Mountain?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Rib Mountain's beautiful. Ton of skiing, hiking up there. But I mean, gosh, just this weekend I went up north, Land of Lakes, hit up the ATV, all those beautiful trails. Some trees are starting to change colors up there, just FYI.
Really?
Right around the corner.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I know. Here we go, guys.
So what's
some pretty interesting. Go ahead.
I just what's the prognosis? Are you a farmer's almanac person, or do you just get it all off the data? Like, what kind of winter are we in for? What the it is? You can tell it's changing. John even said this morning, it's a little cooler in the mornings, a little cooler in the evenings. I mean, I just love this weather in the fall season. I mean, we're a ways away from the leaves changing, but. Prognosis on the winter? Do you guys get together and like place bets on how much snow we're going to have and all that?
Of course we do. We always do that. A little too early right now for me to start doing that kind of bet, but I mean, we got a strengthening El Nino, so that would give us some above average temperatures, so warmer and a little less precipitation because of that. So that's just my little tidbit forecast, but get me back on here. We'll talk snow totals. Let's do some bets on it.
Nice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
But you're seeing leaves change already in Wisconsin?
In
August?
Absolutely. Quite a few of them. It's just wild. I mean, not so much here in Wausau just yet, but Lincoln County, Oneida County, Vilas counties, absolutely.
Right.
They're starting. And here's the thing, too, because we've been in a drought, right?
Right.
For pretty much this whole summer. With drought conditions, the chlorophyll starts to starve out of the leaves so much faster. So we're getting that change in color earlier because they're just running out of chlorophyll, right? So they're going to turn faster, and they're going to fall off faster, and they may not be as vibrant either. So get out there when you can. Don't wait it out if you're a fall color peeper. You got to get out quickly.
You know, I think the best part of the summer has been, though, and I knock on wood, this might be the only summer in my entire life that I didn't get a mosquito bite.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm itching like two of them right now. I'm jealous.
Like,
I don't think they've been bad this year, do you?
No, you're right. They've been pretty decent. except for early yeah, this spring, early, it was
they were terrible. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember a few years ago. What is it? I remember a few years ago, they were so bad for a while. I couldn't even work out in my garage. You'd get attacked. And I remember, I think it was UWGB, their golf team was having, or St. Norbert, one of them was hosting a tournament, and they had to call it because the mosquitoes were so bad.
Oh.
And then I remember we did a football game, I think it was in Pulaski, and we had to have a person, it was real warm, and we had to have a person go around and spray the officials, spray the referees during timeouts, spray our camera people. They were so insane. Yeah. Do you remember
they're
that?
Tearing you away.
It was incredible. Yeah. And they were just like so yeah. aggressive. Why does that happen?
Yeah. And like I told John, they kill more people than any other insect.
Then and no, not insect, any other living thing on the face of the earth. Mosquitoes
they do.
Kill more human beings than any other thing on the face of the earth.
They do. But Brittany, why do we see that, right? And then, you know, my wife is really into this whole monarch, save the monarchs. You know, she raises them. Yeah. She gets the caterpillars. Are you into that? Do you follow that?
I followed it, but don't they migrate, like, from Mexico? Like, this crazy distance?
Yes, but they raise, they're here, and she gets these eggs that are the size of a pinhead. I'm not kidding you. They are that's, I can't even see them when she brings them in. I got to, you know, take my glasses off. And then they turn into a little caterpillar, and then a cocoon, and then a butterfly. And
do so butterflies really bring anything to the table?
I don't think.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're nice to look at, but I mean, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that circle of life thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, like the bees create honey and do pollinate and flowers, and what do butterflies bring to the table?
They're
smiles.
Right, yeah, I mean, right. Isn't that true? And they, yeah. Anyway, she, but there's 9 more butterflies because of my wife, so.
Oh.
I mean, that's great, but I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, what's, I mean, you know.
But I just hope we don't, like, you know, I remember the mosquitoes coming out a little later in the evening, biting your ankles. That just, and we don't have mosquitoes. Is that okay? I mean,
Do you want more?
No, I don't, but I worry about the whole, what is it?
Ecosystem?
Yeah, I do. Mm.
I don't think.
Well, maybe the bats are thriving. You know, that's their food, right?
Well,
there's no bats now in Green Bay.
Well, they say if there were no snakes in the world,
I'd be okay with that.
The plague would go crazy because rats and mice would be so unbelievably, they would take over the world. So we got to have snakes. They would take over the world.
That's right. I saw that.
Yin and the yang. They would take over the world.
Brittany, we're glad you're with the Civic Media family and the weather.
Thank you.
And we're going to get you back on here. I want to talk as the seasons change. I want to talk a little bit more about you and what we can do to prepare for that. But yeah, thanks for what you're doing. And thanks for getting out in the community too. We need good meteorologists, not only for the weather, but to be part of the community. And you do it best.
No, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, you bet. All right.
It's been a lot of fun, Brittany. Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Brittany Merlot, Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the
call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 74. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Mainly sunny. Tomorrow, high of 81. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 74 today. We should dip down to around 54 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. So, Jason, I was wrong in regards to the settlement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay. Yes, I don't know why I, you know, it's like you ever get something in your head and it's like, yeah. You know what I mean?
You just don't want
to. I don't know why I thought that.
You don't want to deny yourself.
I know. Exactly. Because you want to think that you're in your mind, you are correct.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I apologize for prematurely closing them.
Well, that's all right.
All right. Thank you for being our fact finder.
It's okay. That's all right. I'm here for.
It's what you do. And by the way, you've got a very good collection of Under Armour caps.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing for me.
You're a cap guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Some people are just cap guys.
I mean, I would collect shoes, but that wouldn't make sense for me.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I do understand. No disrespect. I
no
understand.
Disrespect.
But the caps look good.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right. I'm not a cap guy.
No?
I'm a visor guy.
I do like your visor.
I'm a visor guy. I actually had a guy when I was at that thing the other night in Manitowoc, a guy taps me on the shoulder and goes, "Hey, I really like your visor." Thank you. It seems weird that a guy would tap another guy on the shoulder and say.
Did it have a label on?
Was it no, like, it was a Ridgeway golf course, this black one. But it was just like, huh. But when you get a good visor that fits just right, you don't want to give it up.
Oh,
for you know, sure. You know, the best visor I ever had in my life, and I've had a million visors, was I found it in a bar. Somebody had left it at the bar.
And you took it?
And I took it. Nice. Is that weird?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Weird, stealing, whatever you call it.
Well, not stealing. They'd left it. The bar was closing and it was there. And it's like.
But, okay.
What?
That's okay?
Okay. I think so.
All right. Caps.
Yeah.
When I, over my job, I collected probably well over 200 caps. People give
that were
caps.
Given a cap.
Just, yeah. Everybody comes in. You go to a away game. Mayor, just. Any game you went to, they give you a cap. Every time those ships that came in, the U.S. Coast Guard, bringing those icebreakers, every time I was down there to welcome them, a cap. I am not kidding. I don't wear caps. I had over 200 that I gave away. I had this like.
Did you display them?
Yeah. They were set up in the hallway and, you know, like I think the week before I was done or something, I had an open house cake and. I gave away, you wouldn't believe the stuff you accumulate over 16 years. And I didn't want that stuff at home. Actually, my wife didn't want it at home.
What's the coolest thing anybody ever gave you? Like when you went someplace or somebody came in, visited from wherever, what was the coolest thing?
That's a really good question. I got some awesome cufflinks, when I was on that JCOC tour from the Navy. They have cool cuffs and I like cufflinks.
Navy stuff is always pretty cool. I've got some swag from the Navy. That's pretty cool stuff.
They spend a little bit of money.
Yeah,
on
they do
that stuff. That was pretty cool.
They do.
God! I got that belt from that wrestler who was in Green Bay. He actually gave me his
title belt.
Yeah.
Who was that? Did you see that guy?
What a
jerk! In the Packer game the other day, and he got a penalty for it.
He did.
He makes that technique. He does the championship belt. Are you serious?
With that double check.
It's like, hey, buddy, you know what? That guy doesn't play for us anymore.
He's in New York.
I mean, if you're playing the Jets and you do it, I can see. But what? What an idiot!
It was weird.
Yeah,
and he got a flag. Yeah,
that really offended Packer fans,
right?
It's like what?
That 15 yards.
Read the papers, buddy. He doesn't play here anymore.
Yeah, and he really wanted to do that. He was right on that in our sidelines too. So yeah, I thought
I got to tell you. So anyway, the reason I'm thinking of this. So when I was with the glam band the other night, the guy asked me, Dennis. He goes, "Hey, gotta get you some swag." I said, great. He goes, what size do you wear? I go, well, XL, but I'm trying to work down to an L. He goes, well, I got some L's for you. Yes, and, you know, work your way into it. But here, I got to tell you something I did that was so embarrassing. You're not going to believe this. Maybe you will.
Well, I think I will, but go ahead.
So they let me go backstage to their trailer where they're putting on all their makeup and everything like that. And first of all, I said something that, you ever say something that you think is kind of funny and then somebody doesn't even like whatever? Okay. So this one lady is kind of like their manager or whatever. Okay. So I kind of go backstage, you know, I said, hey, can I go see the guys? I want to talk to them, see if I can videotape from, you know, next to the stage when, you know, my cousin's on everything. She's like, well, she said, they're probably changing right now. So I don't know if you want to go in there. I go, I'll tell you what, tell them if they're uncomfortable being naked around me, I'll get naked too.
That's a little weird.
It's
That's
weird. Even, not even like, it's just like,
yeah.
Okay. So then I'm in there. So they bring me in. Okay. And he's, Dennis is getting his, you know, all the makeup put on and everything like that. Okay. So I go, and I'm holding a beer in my left hand. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice Busch Light. Okay. So I'm holding that in my left hand with my video camera. You know the one I've had here?
Yes.
Kept it, okay, so I've got that in my left hand as well. And I'm talking to him. I go, hey, would you mind if I video that? Because sometimes, you know, bands don't want, you know, videotape, you know, whatever, okay? So I said, would you mind if I got, like, close to the stage and videoed, you know, the thing and everything good? And I go like this. You're going to have to, like, see it. Okay, so I'm holding, okay. I go, I just got this camera. And I turned my hand to show him the camera. And my beer, I'd been holding that, and I spill it all over his makeup lady's leg.
Oh, okay. Glad we invited you in. You want to get naked. You spill your beer on our makeup. Yeah, what an impression.
I felt so, because she like screams, goes, ah! I go, what's wrong? You just spilled all over my leg. Like, oh.
Did they let you get on behind the scenes?
Yeah. No, they were great. They
That's
are the
cool
nicest
when you can
group
walk
of
around.
Guys.
They are.
They are, the glam band is the nicest group of guys ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And
yes,
yeah,
yes, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I and what I just think what they did for your nephew,
it's just incredible.
Think some bands, people, just anything, politicians, musicians, just
yeah.
anybody to reach out to the youth. And they probably have great parents, but if you can open a door for them, they can be like, wow, this is cool. Like I had my favorite teacher by far, you know, I had two favorite teachers, but my eighth grade math teacher and my high school band teacher were just, they were just great, great, great.
Yep. You remember them.
Absolutely. Mentors or whatever. Yeah, it's a weird word, but they were just great. They gave me good advice and, loved them.
So the drummer, his dad was there. Okay. And I introduced myself and he's from DePere. He goes, yeah. He said, you know, I remember you must have a daughter about my son's age. I said, oh, why do you say that? He says, because I remember I had my son in bumper bowling done at Red Carpet Lanes.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you had a daughter you'd bring here every Saturday. I go, oh, my gosh. He says, thing I remember, because you were a sportscaster, everybody, you'd always sit there and read the sports page the whole time you were bowling. It's like, it's funny how people remember things from so long ago.
Kind of put us on ignore, but yeah. Bumper bowling, that, I don't know.
They would put, yeah, it was cool.
No, that's really not.
Why?
It's this false sense of, no, it's like double blade ice skates. It's a false sense of security. It's a bumper bowling, right? So that the ball doesn't go in the gutter, it does, right?
Yeah, so there's no gutter balls.
Yeah. Okay.
What? What's wrong with that?
I guess nothing. We all win. Yay.
Oh, really? Oh, want to get started about your dog?
I mean,
come
on. He's a dog.
Well, whatever.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
Let him alone.
Well, okay. I'm just saying.
Okay, you're probably right.
All right. I think I am too.
300.
All right. At 7:30 this morning, we've got Rob Domofsky from ESPN coming on. Talk a little Packer camp and everything. Obviously, the cut's coming up on Tuesday, but we got a lot to talk about here the next hour. Mind on the Mayor, back right after this.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting a smile on kids' faces.
thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers.